Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to put this over here. First, let me acknowledge and thank the Los Angeles Police Department, led by Chief Beck and his entire team who coordinate and collaborate with us. They do an extraordinary job of the logistics of the gun buyback. Let me also thank KCBS2 and KCAL9, our primary media partner. Thank you so much for being with us from the beginning. Our polling shows us that about 80%+ of folks learn about this through you and through all of the members of the media. Clear Channel Media and Entertainment for running public service announcements on all the radio stations that also help publicize this. And I also want to thank the community and faith-based organizations that are an integral part of this. Finally, from my staff, I want to thank Anne Tremblay, my GRID, and the entire GRID team for all of their good work on this under the leadership of Eileen Decker, my deputy mayor, for public safety. And thank you all for being here. Nearly every day in this city, we see somebody victimized by gun violence. We must do everything we can, both in the prevention, intervention, and reintegration side, to keep our communities safe and to get deadly weapons off our streets. That's why we continue to hold a regular gun buyback program in Los Angeles. And I've been very pleased to see this inspire similar programs throughout the county as well. We feel it's critical to provide Angelenos with a safe place and an action that they can take to make our city safer, their neighborhood safer, and their homes safer as well. More importantly, it helps us work towards the common goal of reducing gun violence in Los Angeles. This program is about taking guns off the streets where they can wind up in the hands of criminals or in a household where, especially when they're not secured, can be used by a young child, can be part of a domestic violence or a suicide in the home. I'm proud to announce that Angelenos gave the gift of safety to our communities by turning in firearms at the city's two locations on Saturday. This past Saturday, we collected 369 handguns. That's 215 in Mid-City and 154 in Van Nuys, 228 rifles, 140 shotguns, and 41 assault weapons. All of these off our streets, all of them ensuring a safer Los Angeles. Thanks to our efforts over the last 5 years, we have now taken over 13,600 guns, nearly 13,700 guns, out of circulation in Los Angeles. And each gun represents one less opportunity for tragedy, one less weapon that can lead to a violent crime and the loss of life. This effort offers Angelenos the opportunity to drop their weapons off, no questions asked, on neutral ground. In exchange for Ralph's gift card of up to $200 for assault weapons and up to $100 for handguns. And I applaud the hundreds of Angelenos who seized the opportunity to make a real difference for our children and for our families. You seize the opportunities to take matters into your own hands, and thank you. Again, we did polling, and everybody who dropped a gun off, nearly everybody, said that they feel that their community is safer, and almost three-quarters said that they feel that their household is now safer. And many of these guns, nearly 45% of them, were not secured in a household. So we'll continue to advocate for safety in our streets. Safety doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design. And we're going to continue to push for safer communities in Los Angeles and beyond. Gracias a todos por estar aquí. Me siento orgulloso de anunciar que los angelinos están mejorando nuestra seguridad a medio del entrego de más de 13,000 armas de fuego en dos locales por toda la ciudad. Este programa se trata de quitar las armas en las calles donde pueden terminar en manos de delincuentes o de nuestros hijos. El sábado recibimos 359 armas cortas, 228 rifles, 140 escopetas y 41 armas de asalto. Gracias a nuestros esfuerzos, en los últimos 6 años hemos tomado 13,696 armas fuera de circulación. Este esfuerzo presenta la oportunidad de dejar sus armas en terreno neutral, sin hacer preguntas, a cambio de una tarjeta de regalo a Ralph's de hasta $200 para armas de asalto y hasta $100 para armas cortas. Vamos a seguir fomentando la seguridad en nuestras calles, porque la seguridad no se cede por casualidad. Gracias a todos por su participación y gracias al jefe de policía. Thank you again to the chief of police. I'll hand it over to him, and then we'll pick up some guns. Chief Charlie Beck.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you for your leadership on this issue. Without the mayor's support and leadership, this could not occur in the city of Los Angeles, and I want to thank him. And I want to thank Ann Tremblay and the folks at the GRID office for their hard work and diligence in this. You know, this is a long time project and goal in the city of Los Angeles to take guns off the street. Unwanted guns, and I think that's important that folks understand that these are unwanted guns. These are guns that serve no useful purpose in a person's life or their household. And these kind of guns are the kind that fall into the wrong hands and get used for all the wrong reasons. Taking unwanted guns off the streets makes the city of Los Angeles safer. Now, we do a number of things to reduce gun violence in L.A., and we should be very proud of all of those. But since we've started gun buybacks a little over 5 years ago, we have literally reduced the number of shooting victims by half. In 2007, just under 2,000 people were shot in the city of Los Angeles. This year, we should end with well under 1,000. That's an amazing statistic. Los Angeles is much safer than it was before gun buybacks. Now, as I said, gun buybacks are a piece, but they're an important piece because I think that it is not only the guns that come off the street, but it is the statement that Angelenos make by turning them in. Because guns without a purpose are guns that take lives. And this reduces that. We have a large selection of weapons have been turned in. We have assault weapons over here. I know that in one location, four brand new AK-47s, some of which you see here, were turned in. We also have some antique and handguns on this table. And then over there where Pete Demetrio, the only reason that Pete Demetrio was allowed so close to that table is those are all replica handguns. Now, we did not give gift cards for those replica handguns, so make sure when you include that in your story, you get that. We don't pay for replica handguns. But it's important to note how realistic they appear and what a danger they can cause to our young people because... As you can all see, they are pretty much indistinguishable from the real thing. You know, one of the other pieces of our strategy to reduce gun violence is to require a signature coloring to replica handguns so that they cannot be so easily mistaken for real guns. I think that this says a lot about Angelenos. Even though we recover slightly less guns than we have in years past, the statement is still the same. These are still hundreds of guns off the streets of our communities that make it safer for all of us. With that, the mayor or I could take some questions, and then maybe we'll walk you through some of the guns.
Any questions? We got 13,696. Taken off the street this weekend. The exact numbers were that we took 900 and hold on.
Not numbers, let's find our pages.
Let's see, we had 300. 778 today. The breakdown is 369 handguns, 228 rifles, 140 shotguns, and 41 assault weapons.
Well, you know, as a chief, I'm always extremely interested in what academics have to say about my job. Evidently, being the chief of police is so easy that any professor could do it. So let me say this. The proof is in the pudding. The proof of the value of gun buybacks is in the statistics that I just gave you. Our murder rate Our number of people that have been injured by handguns has been cut in half since we started gun buybacks. I'm very careful to say that they are not the sole reason. And when Harvard did its study, it looked at gun buybacks with no other program attached. We have multiple layers of things that we do to prevent gun violence in Los Angeles. And one of them is a gun buyback. And I think it is an integral piece when you include it with our gang intervention programs, when you include it with smart policing, the concentrating on hot spots, when you include it with our community building programs. All of those things, when combined, reduce gun buyback, reduce gun violence. It's not just gun buybacks. You have to look at it both ways.
One other thing we do that's unique. In the city of Los Angeles, our gun buyback is unique by reaching out through our GRID program, our Gang Reduction and Youth Development program. So part of it is just the mass appeal through general media, but also working closely with folks who are going to be most likely to be involved in communities and families where there's been violence traditionally there. And I think that also is something which, again, we can't say that there's causation, but there's certainly a correlation, and we're going to keep doing this. Even if it was only one life that we saved, this would be well worth this weekend.
Is there one common reason as to why people turn in their guns outside of the incentive of getting a gift card?
We get all sorts of great responses. Any of us have ever been out there, there's folks who said, you know, this was my father who now has Alzheimer's or dementia and had a huge gun collection in his home, and we just don't feel safe what he would do to himself or to others with it. Other folks find things that they didn't even know that they were in their homes. If they take over a new home, or a landlord will find it in an abandoned apartment. We also see folks who have owned an arm for a long time and they decide to turn that in. You know, reaching out and deciding, we've had folks say, I just don't feel safe with this anymore. I don't want to have it around my home.
And the bottom line to all of it is that they're unwanted. They are guns that don't serve their legitimate purpose in either a household or a business, and folks need an avenue to dispose of them, and this gives them away. Much like we do with prescription medications that no longer serve their purpose, I think that guns can be looked at the same way. You know, people's situations change, as the mayor discussed. You know, you get young children in your house that you didn't have before. You recognize that a gun can be much more dangerous to its owner than to anybody else when not stored and handled appropriately.
Will these be turned into the same sculptures that you folks have?
Yeah, they will be. And again, folks always ask, why don't we do ballistics and stuff? That's not the point of this. It's to get people to go someplace neutral, no questions asked, turn it in, and these won't ever be used again. Yes? We're down a little bit, but if you look at the county, I mean, we're still taking a huge amount off. Remember, we see spikes after incidents like Sandy Hook and other things as well. The county of Los Angeles, I think last weekend, the sheriff's department did one. So I think collectively in the county, we're finding similar numbers. We're down a little bit on this, but still, when we look at this year, we took, I think it was more than 1,600 guns off.
Yeah, 1,400.
Yeah, 1,400 was the number for the year?
Yeah.
Anybody have it? About 1,600 this year, so. Yeah, this was still a very significant amount of arms, but it's down a little bit.
So.
I don't know. Do we have the next one planned? We usually do twice a year now. We used to do once a year. That's why the numbers are a little lower too. May, sometime in May, we'll do the next one. So. We do not.
What we will do is we will run the serial numbers to see if they are stolen. If they are stolen, they will be returned to their rightful owner. We do not do ballistics. We do not do NIBIN checks. We do not do any forensics on the rest of the guns for a couple of reasons. First of all, it would defeat the purpose of the buyback. We would get less guns. And second of all, it would cripple my labs. If I was to do these the 1,600 guns for this year, and I would be able to do no crime guns. So, you know, it's not only a practical purpose, but it is also related to the reasons that these gun buybacks are effective is because people can turn in guns, no questions asked.
And here,
you know, I'll be glad to talk about that, but we'll go through the guns first.
Yes.
technical question, PWG will be here to answer. Yeah.
Going to his house and check his
I already did.
And thanks for getting the word out about the replica ones, too.
Yeah, you know, we'll go over the replicas, but these, and many of the guns that are turned in are illegal on their face. The sawed-off shotguns, many assault weapons would be illegal to merely possess. So a person that has one of these that comes into their life, either through, for many of the reasons the mayor talked about, has